Podcast Viewfinder.
There are two wolves who are always fighting. One is darkness and despair. The other is light and hope. The question is, which wolf wins?
The one you feed.
Oh, I felt like that.
Wow.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And this is episode 8 of Podcast Viewfinder.
8 episodes. Hey, that's a reminder just to silence your phone while you're listening.
Okay. That's from the new movie, Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Came out this week. Number one at the box office.
I know, right?
We'll get that later. That quote sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, it was from the movie.
No, but I haven't seen Tomorrowland. Is it in the preview?
Or have you?
Yeah, oh, maybe I thought
maybe he has. Yeah.
So is that one of those... I don't know. It seems like that's like a quote from something else. They stole it. Or maybe it was in the preview.
He could have.
So the one you feed.
The one you feed.
James, are you going to go see Tomorrowland?
I am. Maybe even tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
With your lady friend?
No. I don't know. We'll see.
What, you just going on your own?
We can't talk about this right now.
What?
I don't know. I'm going through my mind. Like, it's easier. Sometimes, do you ever like to be alone, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, and even if there's no one going to be at this movie tonight. I know that. I'm, like, so positive.
So you're just going to go watch this movie by yourself?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. And Jesus will be there.
You're a lonely man.
No, it's a choice. Solitude and loneliness are not the same.
I know, I'm just kidding. But
you're good.
All right, we won't talk about your issues.
Well, yeah, when there are no issues. You're going to make an issue. And
no.
She'll probably listen to this podcast later because she's a listener of the show. Not really.
She'll be like, why didn't you invite me to go see Tomorrowland?
Yeah, I know. And then I'll feel bad.
Are you going to like sneak though and say like, oh, I'm not going?
No. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know if I'm going yet. I feel like you create drama that doesn't have to be there.
This is all unscripted because I have no idea that you're going to go see a movie by yourself and not invite anybody.
Maybe I'll invite one person.
So after, like, unfortunately, like the show will go up after James has already maybe gone and see it.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm not saying I'm going to the movie.
All right, well,
by myself.
We're a little bit late on this podcast because of
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day was yesterday. Yeah. So did you do anything to celebrate?
I did, man. I had 33 people at my house. It was crazy.
What did you do?
We talked.
Was this all your family?
Yeah. Some people from Texas. Woot woot, Texas. Any Texas listeners? Probably a lot of you out there.
Most of Texas.
Tons of little like kids who are like 2 to 4. A couple 7-year-olds. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers.
So wait, was just your family?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you have a big family, so 33 of you.
They went swimming. Nobody died.
I went swimming yesterday at the Y. The YMCA.
How was that?
It's great. I went to Chili's for an all-American lunch.
What? Oh, man, I'm so jealous. I haven't eaten lunch today.
I went to Hacienda for dinner last night.
Wow, you're just going everywhere.
I know. Nice. Me and my wife had a date night. It was great.
Date night and date day.
Not really. We were with our kids in the
What's
morning.
Wrong? You can take your kids.
But I did have like an all-American weekend. I went and saw a baseball game. The Evansville Otters there.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
They won.
They did good. Did you get like peanuts and a hot dog?
Yeah. Not peanuts.
Oh,
I got hot dog and ice cream. It's good. So, actually I had a brat, but my daughter loves hot dogs, so she was so excited. No one loves ice cream. They both love ice cream.
So, let me guess. Sunny likes ice cream.
Sunny was eating ice cream.
Yeah.
And Quincy loves a good hot dog, so. It was good.
Good.
It was fun. All-American weekend. Okay.
So, some people, I mean, you spent a good weekend and, you know, had fun, and I had a good time, and, you know, nobody got hurt, but, like, Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Florida's crazy.
Here's what's happening in Florida. So, I used to do a radio show, and we would, like, look up articles and stuff, and we noticed a trend that, like, Florida is the craziest state ever. Like, something weird happens there, like, almost weekly. If not several times. So, yeah, last week we talked about that guy that said he killed his imaginary friend, which we found out was not a true story.
Yeah.
But then, for some reason, my phone is recording everything I'm saying right now.
It's the NSA. They're trying to get as much information before they stop that.
Yeah, well, they're going to block the podcast. So,
yeah.
So this week, James, what happened in Florida?
Well, some kids, you know, I like bounce houses. Do you like bounce houses? You know, those inflatables?
Yeah.
You know, lots of fun. I go to, like, inflatable places. We get them here at our work. We're going to get some tomorrow. They're going to be fantastic. Like, I get on there. The little kids are on there. I'm like, move, kid. This is my bounce house. And so, what is going on?
I'm watching the video.
Oh, okay.
Of what happened.
Are you finally watching the video? So, anyway, bounce houses are so much fun. I mean, you get to have all the fun in the world on them. Every kid loves a bounce house until, like, something crazy happens.
Yes.
Like in Florida, they have these like little, what are they, water spouts? I was thinking it's spouts that come out of the ground.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, this is crazy. So it's actually like this, like a tornado.
Yes, the water tornado.
Yeah. So totally did not know that till today. And so this water tornado happens and they're on the beach and there's this bounce house and all of a sudden it's not a ground bounce house anymore. It starts flying. It was crazy.
Here's the definition from USA Today of a
water spout.
Such events consist of an intense columnar vortex, usually containing a funnel cloud that occurs over a body of water that is connected to a cloud. The glossary notes.
Huh.
So,
wow.
An intense columnar? I've never heard that word. It's column with an AR. Columnar vortex.
Columnar vortex. Learn something new every day. So,
okay.
Yeah, so like I was thinking it was like a water that comes out of the ground, so they happen to put it in the wrong spot.
So you're
like a geyser.
Yeah, you're
like,
old... like
geysers just blowing up out of the ground, and here goes this. Yeah.
Old Faithful.
Yeah, so that did not happen, but the water spout did lift up the thing probably like 30 feet. It was crazy to watch. You should check it out.
Yeah, so in Yellowstone, like falling apart, so Old Faithful's like, I'm moving to Florida. I'm getting old. I want to retire.
Yeah, I know.
So he's like, yeah. I'm just gonna make my way down there, and I'll be a water spout right about this bounce house.
Well, look at that bounce house! Get out here, kids!
No, you stupid kids! And you are no giant water tornado came, picked this thing up. The kids were injured.
They were injured. There were three of them were injured, and one adult. And some people were like, well, why didn't they tie it down? Well, they did. It broke.
They tied to a basketball court.
Yeah,
it broke a
concrete pillar.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's powerful. So. Luckily, nobody died, but man, can you imagine? That is like the ride of your life.
So Tampa Bay has the greatest number of damaging water spouts. Okay, here's the thing. I'm doing a wedding this summer in Tampa Bay.
Oh, so are they going to have like a bounce house?
I don't know.
They should.
It's like a shuffleboard place.
That's
where old people go, to shuffleboard land.
How old are these people?
They're younger than me. So, I'm thinking,
when in Rome,
what's going to happen if I'm doing this wedding and a water spout comes and it's like,
there goes the bride.
I know. I'm going to have to tie her down. Like, I'll be like Pecos Bill and I'll ride in the water spout and I'll lasso it.
Oh, man.
You big Pecos Bill?
I don't know.
Old Tall Tales, James Tall Tales.
I got another story in Florida. I'm going to go ahead and post that to your notes and can look at it.
Why don't you just tell me right now? Okay, what is it? What's happening in Florida?
Yeah.
We've got a short amount of time today.
No, we do, right?
We're on a different day and we've got lots going on. So this is going to be a little bit shorter than normal, which some of you are like, finally. But,
This is for you.
This lady's face.
So she's crazy.
I don't want to know.
I didn't know if you wanted to go over that. Now you kids.
And everybody's like, what? basically, this woman went into
hiding
because she didn't want a certain procedure done to her newborn baby
boy. Not newborn. He was 4 years old.
Oh, four-year-old baby boy.
Yeah.
So.
But the police got her, so we're all safe.
What? You don't have to have that. There's got to be more to the story.
There probably is. She's probably crazy. It was court-ordered. Court ordered it.
What?
And she didn't want to do it. She didn't show up to court. So, hey, kids, show up to court when the court orders it. She could go to jail for 5 years.
Gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Anyway, so that's what's happening in Florida. You know, people are getting arrested and water spouts.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell us after you get back from your wedding how that went and if the bride's still alive.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be like the Wizard of Oz. So I'll be like, the place that we're in will be picked up in the air and like I'll be doing the wedding and then like we'll see like people go by on like rowboats.
That'll be crazy.
And that lady will drive by on her. on her bicycle and then turn into the witch. She goes, "I'll get you, my pretty." What if like that was how life happened? Like in tornadoes, they're just like people like having parties up, like going around. So like those guys are rowing boats. You know
what? Yeah. It's like a weird. Yeah, that'd be a weird world. Kind of like Tomorrowland.
Oh,
what did you see that? Pop goes the culture. Yep,
it's time for. Knows the culture. All right.
Yeah, that's the greatest sound effect. So we've been having talks over who's going to be number one, and your movie dropped out of number one. Pitch Perfect for you.
Pitch Perfect's not my movie, but
still doing really good in the box office. But no, Tomorrowland come out not doing so well, but it does catch number one just barely.
This is like. You want to put a movie in this spot because it's still summer movies.
Yeah.
So people are just out of school. They want to go see a movie. Like, oh, man, what's out? Like, Mad Max Fury Road. Can't really take my kids to see that. Pitch Perfect 2. Man, hey, I don't like acapella. R, isn't it? Pitch Perfect?
Oh, no.
Mad Max is. Pitch Perfect is PG-13. They're like, okay, what is there a family thing? You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so I have the day off. Hey, let's go see Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
That's American, right? It's Disney. Yeah. Like, whoa, yeah.
Disney.
Soldiers gave their life so that we can go watch Tomorrowland. No, I mean, because Memorial Day is when you celebrate, like, the freedoms that we have. Yeah. Because people gave their life so that we can.
I'm glad for those freedoms.
We got freedom of speech, so we can do a podcast, and we don't have anybody saying, like, oh, regulating it and all that.
But
so
we do.
we regulate it ourselves. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so we are very thankful for the freedoms that we have, of those that gave their lives and those that are actively serving now. I know that's Veterans Day, but yeah. Those that have served and all that. So, yeah, but Tomorrowland, boom.
Yeah, so it looks cool. I like the previews. It doesn't have the greatest
reviews. Gave too much away. But the reviews didn't do good?
Oh, the reviews say it's like the visuals are great and they're splendid and like it promises a lot. I mean, it's this cool world. You're like, yeah. Oh man, how cool would this be? Tomorrowland. It's got George Clooney. He's awesome. Yeah, can't go wrong there. I know. But
and Brad Bird is the director?
Yeah, he made The Incredibles, which should bring out another one.
What? Are they?
Aren't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to fact check that later.
So here's what Brad Bird has done. The Incredibles, Ratatouille. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and The Iron Giant.
They're all good movies. All good movies. So I'm a little disappointed. They just said the story wasn't as good. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go see it with super low expectations and come out like, actually, I don't know if I'm going to see it.
I'm going to go see it by myself without my girlfriend or anybody for that matter.
With Jesus. leave us alone.
Jesus is Tomorrowland.
Yeah. Speaking of tomorrow, I know what that means. Coming out later in 2017.
Wait, you're mumbling. What did you say?
Oh, 2017. It's a big year.
For what?
For zombies.
Ooh. 2000 what? Hey,
2017.
That's way
far
off.
Away, man.
That's what I'm like. Whatever. So.
Yeah, World War Z, too. Coming out in 2017. Or at least that's what they're aiming for. Okay. So that's
World War Z Part 2.
Part 2.
Which you said doesn't have Brad Pitt.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a different story.
Stories.
Wait, you said it's different.
All right, so the story's not out yet, but rumor has it, that the story's going to be different. It's not following the first one. And so you're like, well, how can Brad Pitt be in the second one?
Yeah, it's a different
story. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Some people are like, well, it's going to show the in-between. And I'm like, but it kind of did show the in-between of the first one. So. Or maybe the beginning in other countries. Who knows? But we'll see. I'm pretty excited about it. Again, disclaimer, just because we mentioned something doesn't mean you should go watch it or listen to it or view it.
What I did appreciate about World War Z was that it was a zombie movie, but it wasn't like overly... It wasn't graphic. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember it not being like this gory, like zombie thing. It was more like suspenseful.
Yeah.
So
it was based on... kind of family values. Like you have Brad Pitt who's going to, I mean, he wants to keep his family safe. And the only way to keep his family safe is by trying to track down where this virus started.
Yeah.
And so he makes sacrifices for his family. Pretty good though. Pretty good.
All right. Songs this week. Okay. So I want to talk about another song, but, so the number one song this week is staying at the top of the charts.
Yeah. This thing.
Wiz Khalifa's featuring Charlie Puth is See You Again. I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Okay, so
hey, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, so staying number one at the top of the charts. But I heard a song this week, and it promotes worldview. Because if you didn't know, podcast Viewfinder is about worldview stuff. Why don't we look at like what's popular in culture and what's going on like in the world around us and how that relates to worldview? And so, a flying thing in Florida has nothing to do with worldview, but it does. Like, you care about people. Like, oh man, I don't want these people to get hurt, but yeah, I'm going to get hurt. I want to go out on a water spout on a bounce house because that makes a great story, right? You're like, how'd you break your leg? Nah, water spout on a bounce house. Like, that's a good story. So, but it's, I don't know the name of the song.
Oh.
But it's about this guy. So, again, like, the circumstances surrounding the song aren't that good. Because he's in a bar.
Yeah.
And he's having a drink.
Yeah.
And he says there's this girl at the bar that I think she wants to buy him a drink. I haven't really listened closely to the song. It's kind of catchy. But I haven't read the lyrics. So, I know there's some cussing in it. But, so, he's like, you know, he's like, I could have another, but I should not.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song?
It's nope. Like,
I should have looked this up beforehand because that would have been
so much better.
Ooh, maybe I could. It's like, it sounds like country a little bit. He's like, oh gosh. No, but he said, no, I could have another, but I should not. Because he's like, I've got a woman at home that I'm going home to. So I don't know if it's his wife or not. Hopefully it is. But it's the idea is like fidelity, right?
Yeah.
So
Andy Grammer, Honey, I'm Good.
Honey, I'm Good. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's number 12 on the Billboard.
Andy Grammer. So
it jumped 6 spots.
Nah, Honey, I'm Good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I've got somebody at home. So, but yeah, so he talks about like, one's based all on looks on this other person, but he says, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all my love. And so he's saying, I could have another, but I probably should not. I've got somebody at home. I've got to bid you adieu. I do. And to another, I will stay true.
Yeah.
And so, I like this part. He says, now, better men than me have failed. Drinking from that unholy grail. He's like, but then the next line's not too good. Like, either, there's some swears in it. But that line, so like, he's like, you know, drinking from that unholy grail. Like, it's interesting, like, the imagery he uses, because he realizes, like, that's not a good thing. Because like, a lot of times in other music and other songs, they're like, I met you on the dance floor, let's go do this. Like, let's, you know, like, there's like all these innuendos in their songs, all this stuff. But then he's like, no, like, you know, better men than me have failed at this. Like, I mean, all of a sudden Tiger Woods comes to mind. but there's people that have, like, been brought down by infidelity and saying, like, oh, it's okay if I do this. Who's going to find out? What's it going to hurt? And all this stuff. But, I mean, this song that's like, hey, you know, he's like, I'm sure you're going to make somebody's night, but I'll show you that it's not going to be mine. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's just saying, you know, I'm going to stay true to my lady, so hopefully it's his wife. But so I appreciate that. Like, I appreciate that it's a song about, like, hey, you know what, maybe infidelity is not all that great. Like, yes, you're an attractive woman, yes, you're at a bar, like, I could have another drink and, you know, not think anything about it, like, lower. And that's the other thing, like, he's talking about lowering inhibitions. So
yeah,
like, because drinking, if you're under 21, you shouldn't drink. But it's that idea of like, hey, you know what, I know that if I drink a lot, like, I'm gonna be drunk and I'm not gonna make clear choices on stuff. And so he's kind of talking about that, about one night stands, like all this stuff. I'm like, this is good. Like, I appreciate the worldview that's pushing. I don't appreciate some of the language he uses and all that, but like, because I heard that, I was like, oh, this is good. This is, so would you say it's
number 12? It was number 18 last week, so it is making its way.
It sounds kind of country-ish. So I don't know who Andy Grammer is, but that's one of the songs, right? Like, so again, like, this might be a song that, like, your friends are playing on their summer playlist or whatever, and you can be like, hey, what do you think about fidelity? Yeah. What do you think about one night stands? Or no, I mean, but that's in jest. But like, I mean, it could be like, bring up a good conversation about like why staying true is better than just sleeping around or doing other stuff. So
yeah,
So I appreciated that song. Have you heard that song?
I have not.
Honey, I'm good. I could have another, but probably should not. Okay, sorry.
That one sounds a little crazy.
Okay, so let's get to our main topic of the day. The toad. I don't know what that means. All right, so I want to talk about TV stuff. Okay,
TV.
Because
we all like TV.
So Forbes, this is last in the fall, they talked about like how viewing habits are changing on TV shows. Because TV shows, like, you know, when our parents were growing up or even before that, like it was kind of like the age of radio. Like after the age of radio, where like families would gather around and listen to The Shadow or listen to like radio programs that were funny or whatever. Like there was like three television stations and they weren't even 24/7. Like they would last, like, you know, they'd go off at 9 or 10 at night. I remember, like, even when I was growing up, stations still did that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't remember that.
We're ending our broadcast, and they would, like, sometimes there'd be infomercials after, but sometimes it would just be, like, the lines, like, the, and just be, like, the hum, and then it'd be, like, the yellow, black, green, pink. Like, do you remember those lines that you see sometimes? I don't know.
When something goes out the air?
Yeah. It's like, like, they would play the national anthem, and be the end of the day. They'd, like, show a picture of a flag, and then it'd be, like, whatever. So it was off. But now we have hundreds of stations, and then there's, like, I mean, our TV, we have, like, 100-something music stations.
Yeah.
So, there's On Demand, there's the Hoppa, there's, like, all these, like, DVR, what's the other one? There's stuff that you can record.
Yeah.
Digital video recorders, DVRs now. There's all this stuff that you can record shows so you don't have to watch them right away. Then you've got, like, all the... You got Hulu, Netflix, Yahoo streaming. Then there's like HBO On Demand. There's like all these on demand stuff, like HBO Go, VOD, Video On Demand. So there's a lot of stuff. But this guy, like, so in this article, he's talking about how like the viewing habits of people have changed. And like now YouTube is kind of the thing. Because he talked about like an advertisement for Call of Duty. And like there were over 20 million viewers. And that was, like, within a week. You know what? Like, the Super Bowl will get a certain amount of people, but, like...
Dang. That's this, crazy.
Yeah,
20 like, million?
Yeah. Like, over 20 million. Million, not billion.
Yeah, million.
20 million viewers.
But yeah, there's only 7 billion people.
It's the highest ranked video. Yeah, so this was back in the fall, but he's saying, you know, it's got all these views already. You know, like, that's crazy. And so, they're talking about, like, how TV viewing has kind of changed, because, like, the... Students that we work with, a lot of them, like, find out about music, find out about, like, a lot of stuff from YouTube now. Like, that's kind of one of the popular things. Like, some of our students even stream stuff and, like, all that. Like, so streaming is a big thing as well. But so TV viewing, like, has kind of changed a little bit. And so, like, with Netflix, like, they have, like, what they call binge watching now. Like, that's the thing because they, like, bring out whole seasons of stuff at one time. So you're like, oh, I can watch this whole season in, like, 2 days, 3 days. Whereas before, it would take you months to watch it, right? Because you're like, that's what, 24. Because when it, like, after the first few seasons, then I started watching it. So we went back and started with season one.
Yeah.
So Angela and I, we weren't married at the time, but we would, like go to each other's house and watch... like 4 or 5 hours of 24 at a time. Cause we're like, oh, this is great. Like to be on date night. Like we're watching 24 till our eyes bleed. And so we watched, you know, you could binge watch it, but now with Netflix, it's like, you got tons of shows that you can do that with. So it's like, oh, I never have to stop watching TV ever. It's fantastic. So
just keep going.
Yeah. I mean, so I think Netflix is actually starting a thing. There's a new show coming out and whoever's doing it is like, they're going to do it an episode a week. So, okay, well, I'll just wait till all 13 weeks are out and then just binge watch it.
Binge, right?
No, because, I mean, because we're becoming more, we're consumers, like, we want to watch it when we want to watch it. So, like, before, we'd, like, maybe record stuff on tape, video, and VHS. Remember that day? So, you, like, record stuff. There's still a friend that I know that his dad records, like, tons of stuff on VHS still.
Yeah.
So... He's like, he's got like 4 VCRs in his house. He's got all these shows that he tapes or whatever.
Gotta get them all.
So, so I like the, and now too, like you can just watch a show here or there. There's on demand as well. So I like our cable service provider, like I can just go and watch on demand shows. So, Are you a TV watcher?
No, I'm a Netflix guy.
So you watch
or
Netflix
video
stuff.
Games or Netflix. Read books.
Yeah. So I still there's a few
way.
Shows. Angela and I used to watch a lot of shows, and once we had kids, we're like, you know what? There's some shows we probably should cut out because you still have time to watch them.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, Netflix is not my friend.
Why?
The binge thing.
Yeah, because you get sucked in, right?
So yeah, I gotta find out what's going on.
You finish an episode, especially if it's like an episodic show where like each one builds on the next one. So you're like, oh, you get done with an episode, and then it's like,
what's
hey,
happen?
The next episode starts in 10, 9, 8, and you're like, I'm like,
I don't know where the remote is. Oh, I guess I gotta watch it.
I'm like, I can't wait that long. Click, watch the next episode.
Come on.
Give me 2 seconds in between episodes. Yeah. So, do you ever, like, in that 10 seconds, try to run and, like, use the bathroom or grab a snack and get back in time? You're like, okay, I got 10 seconds. Then they got that intro. I got to get this.
Come on. Yeah. Definitely happens.
Yeah. So.
Cook my popcorn.
Yeah. Cook your popcorn in 10 seconds.
No, but you said the intro. I got, like, 2 minutes then.
Depends on the show. All right.
My intros to shows are, like, 2 minutes.
You watch those anime shows, you're like,
yeah.
All right. Okay, so there's a couple shows I want to talk about, but I wanted to talk about the show I watched last night. So it's a new reality show called The Island.
Yes.
All right, so it's Bear Grylls. Grylls? Grylls.
I think
Bear Grylls. I go by Grylls. So it's this new show. So the premise is they take 14 men. They're all Americans because they're like, you're USA. Yeah. So they take 14 guys. They drive them on a boat, and they're like, hey, get out and swim to shore. And so they do. So they go swim to the shore. They know what's going to happen. So they're like, they have water for the day.
Yep.
Then they have, like, a couple knives, a first aid bag, and, like, a hatchet maybe or something. Like, there's, like, a couple things that they have, but nothing else.
Yeah.
So they have no, like, pots, cooking stuff. They have water just for the day. So they've got to figure out, okay, how am I going to, like, we've got to figure out water and shelter. That's, like, the first thing. They get there, and like, okay. But they're on this part where they can't make up camp. So they're like, okay, there's a beach on this island. I think it's in the South Pacific or something. They're like, okay,
yeah.
There's a beach on the island, but they don't know where it is. So, like, the camera is like, they're like, oh, this island, the closest point is 2.5 miles away. So they have to walk there. So they send out, like, the scouting party to go look ahead. They're going to send out a scouting party that's going to go 30 minutes to kind of look out and say, okay, this is the way to go or not. So they leave, and like while the scouting party's out, the scouting party finds a snake, like a giant boa constrictor, like huge. So they take it and like they're able to like catch it. They like there's some
Dude,
some
I
drama
touch that.
With that. They catch it
oh, gosh.
And then they chop its head off, and then they take it back to the guys and like we got food. And all the guys are excited. So they like they show it, like they string it up and like skin it, and then they like cook the meat and they're all eating it. It's great. So it was crazy. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to spoil the first episode. Well, I won't say who, but a guy ends up leaving. So it's not a reality show in the sense of like we're voting on stuff or we're just
yeah.
like, oh, it's the Housewives. This is how they, because I feel like those shows are more are set up. Like,
yeah,
because there's been stuff behind the scenes. Like, oh yeah, they purposely put certain people there or they'll like somebody will do something to like aggravate a situation. So there's fighting and yelling and all this stuff. But for the most part on these, it's like, okay, you have 14 guys. I don't know how they picked them. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they had to register or something.
I'll do it for money.
So, yeah, so some of the personalities clash. Like, there's, like,
yeah.
these guys you're like, oh. And you're watching, like, who's going to step up and be leader.
Yeah.
And who's going to be like, okay, I'll just listen and follow the group. I don't want to stir up the pot or whatever.
I can see this going terribly wrong.
Yeah, so one of the guys, like, is real adamant about, like, not drinking the water and getting like because they're like we don't have much so we gotta
yeah.
ration it so they tried to like boil this water that they thought was fresh water ended up being salt water so they couldn't you can't boil salt water and it'd be clean water so they're like this is we can't do this but they had poured it in their fresh water
because
they thought
man.
It was all clean. I don't know why they did that but they did and so they're like okay we got water and then they didn't have water. So like people are like oh no this is
and
not good
and that's the end of the show
yeah and everybody died no so at the end of day two, a guy, so they're going to be on the island for 30 days. So it's
yeah.
a month. So day two, a guy like that didn't drink water and was like running around a lot, doing a lot, like exerting a lot of energy, but not conserving it. And he's like yelling at everybody else for not doing stuff. And then he's like sitting there and he's like dry heaving and he's shaking And so they're like, we've got to call the medical team. So there's they have a radio. So they radio to this boat, and this boat comes in. They throw the guy in the boat and then take off. Like, they don't say anything to anybody. They don't, like, give him stuff. So there are four guys on there that are, like, actual camera guys that know what they're doing with the camera. Then everybody else has a camera, too.
Yeah.
So they're all, like, the whole time recording stuff. And so, like, okay, you said, you're like, okay, where do they get batteries for the camera? I was like, oh, that's a good point. I don't know. So
I think when the cameras go off, they just go out back to their yacht.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, so after the first night, this guy had so many bug bites on his body. He's like, I got maybe 23 minutes to sleep. This guy's like, I didn't sleep at all. They're like, you have bug bites. Like, his whole arm is like covered in his face. And so they didn't have shelter. They have nothing. Like, I don't think they have, I don't know.
This sounds miserable.
It's crazy. It's great, but it's not a contest. They're not trying to win anything. They're not like voting people off. None of that stuff. This is like a real Survivor, but it's just called the Island. And so far, it's been pretty cool because they show like what's coming up on the season. They're like chasing a pig. I was like, this is Lord of the Flies. Sucks to your ass, Mar, piggy.
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
Man, yeah, it's like grown up Lord of the Flies. It's crazy. So now
nobody dies.
I know. I'm sure they had to sign something because they're like for real. There's like. I mean, this is 2 days. This guy like didn't have water, and he's like out.
Yeah,
like he was like shaking and like incoherent and like,
jeez,
it was bonkers.
So yeah, but that's just man. You know, I hope that there's not people on the island already, and that they're cannibals.
Oh man, that would be like an amazing twist. Like they like, so I'm waiting. What I'm really waiting for is like they to find a polar bear in the hatch, like from Lost, from the show Lost. Like it turns into that. Like I'm waiting for that to happen. They're like, oh, it's a twist. But like if it's fake, because James, you thought it, you're like, it's fake. So why do you think it's fake?
Everything's fake.
Because you have no trust in TV.
Don't.
So this is Bear Grylls. This is a Bear Grylls show.
James. Yeah, was so he accused of faking stuff in the past?
Was he? I don't know. So the 14 guys, now 13, are the camera people.
Yeah.
And so the cameramen like get no advantage, right? Like they, I mean, they're
that's too bad. Like, they should. They're the ones who know how to
work the camera. Yeah. So there are some cool shots, but then every once in a while you're like. Like wanting to see action, but it's like people. So like when they're chasing that snake, they're like one guy like almost gets bit by the snake, so he like jumps and like it's all crazy. It's really good. I liked it. There's some language they bleep out most of it, but you know it's one of those things. I like it because just the social experiment, right? It's like
see what happens
because you have all these part of it too is worldview, right? Because everybody's got this different worldview of like, okay, this is how. I would handle this situation. Well, then somebody else is like, no, this is what I would do in this situation. And then you've got like conflict because you've got two people with a different worldview of like, okay, this is what's important. Or this guy, no, this is what's important. And so, I mean, you have to stick together as a team because that's what Bear Grylls, he does the voiceover stuff. He's not on the island. He's like, forget
that.
I'm gonna go.
I think he's there hiding, messing with them.
He like shoots arrows every once in a while.
What was that?
He like sticks in the tree. Natives.
He's probably dressed up like,
So they had to scout the island to make sure there was water on it. So
nope, good luck.
Yeah, there's no fresh water on the island.
Bear Grylls, I don't need water.
That would be fantastic. Okay, so I'll see. I liked it. It's interesting, but so that goes back to like reality shows versus reality, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about on one of the episodes, like what is really real? Like that's what defines your worldview.
Really real.
Yeah. So because I've heard from an industry insider, I'll put that in quotes, that like Duck Dynasty is all scripted. Like they have a script that they read from and they just make it look real.
I don't believe you.
See, I didn't believe it either because I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen that show actually, so I don't know. But it's like, okay. But yeah, but I've heard that like a lot of those shows are scripted.
Yeah. Well, they set up the scenes, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do stuff. Like, oh, let's go to the bowling alley. And, oh, what? There's a bunch of...
Man, this is the most exciting bowling trip ever.
Yeah, but they do, like, something happens at the bowling alley. Like, oh, man, Ma Bell from the old fighting gang shows up, and she wants to fight the main dad and Doug Dines. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what any of that means, because I haven't seen that show. But...
Well, that's pretty good. You got the show, the characters down.
So, yeah, so reality TV, like, we think that, oh, these are how these people are, but they're not. Like, these are, like, this is how they are when a camera's on them, and they're trying to portray something to the world around them. So, that's why I like this show, because we're going to see these guys for 30 days. And I think, like, after, I think you'll start, because at first, you know, you're, like, aware of the camera. You're aware of, like, what's going on. But I think by, like, day 10 or 15, you're like, okay, I'm trying to survive here. Like, I don't know. So you kind of forget that kind of stuff. And you're like,
well, you're going to have to let me know how it goes, because I still think
you should watch it.
No, reality TV.
Because there's
all
another,
TV's fake.
There's another show like this that I watched that it was like a, like, they started on this, like, really high up mountain and had to get down and, like, go, like, across, like, it was in Africa. And it was great. It was a really good show. Because it was just, like, these people trying to survive. Only, like, four of them made it out of, like, 20.
The rest died.
Yeah, it was crazy. One guy got hemorrhoids really bad. he had to leave. So, okay. So that's the island. But then there's some other reality shows starting up. American Ninja Warrior started. I don't know. Is that considered reality? It's not. It's a game show.
Yeah, it's like a game
show. So I really like that, because it's like feats of strength. You're like, these guys are crazy.
I could never do that. Yeah.
So I haven't watched last night's episode. It started. And then tonight, it was Tuesday when we were recording this, America's Got Talent starts up.
Yeah.
I love that show. You don't watch that show.
I don't.
It's, I like it just because it's people's like, it's a more variety show, and they're like, oh, this
is. Yeah, it's not just singing.
Yeah. So,
which is nice.
There is some singing, but yeah, but then you got people that like juggle chainsaws and like magic tricks, and you got like,
what's so hard about juggling chainsaws?
Some dogs that are like jump around and stuff. That
is special.
That one year, dude, this guy like the Alahi dog show or whatever, dude, their dogs were insane.
Oh man,
like they would walk on their front paws and then they would like ride a little scooter around and make jokes. It was funny.
So, the jokes were probably the best.
Yeah, they did make jokes. All right. So there's another show. There's two shows that I want to. So I don't know if you see either one of these. Blacklist?
No. Nope.
Person of Interest?
No. Nope.
You're the worst. Why are you on this podcast? Okay. So so both of these shows just aired their last, like the season finale or whatever. So I look at Blacklist and it's a good show, right? Like it's fun. Like it's
James Spader.
James Spader, who does a tremendous job on that show. Again, not recommending these shows because there's violence in those shows, but like as I watch that show, I'm like, okay, this is like this predictable stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, this guy's gonna be bad. Okay. Oh, well, maybe he's not so bad. Like, it's stuff that I've seen before in television.
Yeah.
So whether like there's some twists and turns along the way, like, oh, okay, I didn't really see that coming, but I'm not surprised by it. I'm not like, oh, this is whatever. So Person of Interest, this show's been on, I think it just completed its fourth season. It did. So if you're a Lost fan, it's got Benjamin Linus from Lost, Michael Emerson, and Jim Caviezel, who is Jesus.
Wow, you know all of these people.
And Jim Caviezel played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. So they're like, so basically that show's premise. So Blacklist, that show's premise is like, this girl works for the FBI.
Yeah.
Like, James Spader shows up and is like, I'll only talk to her. And then you're like, oh, is that it? Her dad? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. And so it's been on two seasons now. You're like, okay, really? You're still asking that question? Because, like, I just solved that. Like, you're in
it's
the
tough question.
Top FBI guy. Yeah, like, just tell her. Like, just ask her. Like, I don't know. It's dumb. Like, so that's kind of frustrating, right? Because I don't care about that anymore. Like, oh, it is her dad or isn't? Nobody cares.
Doesn't
anymore.
Matter.
Yeah. So then I'm just waiting for the episode where she's like, Dad? And she's crying. I don't know.
What?
So it's going to be dumb. All right. So that's going on. But then, Person of Interest. So the premise is, this guy, after 9/11, was commissioned by the government to make a supercomputer that would take like internet searches and voice conversations, like voicemails or just conversations that you have.
Yeah.
Did I say internet searches?
Yes.
Or like what? So I said web history, whatever. It would take everything that you do in life, books you check out from the library, everything that's on your digital footprint, as they call it.
Yeah.
They would take that and then say, oh, this is what like, they're a terrorist and they need to be stopped.
Whoa.
Or, oh, something's going to happen with this person. And those numbers were considered irrelevant because they were like, it was designed to stop terrorism. So 9/11 didn't happen again, all that. So this guy that made it was like, the computer couldn't differentiate between terrorists and whatever. So like this other list would come out every day as well.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, here's a number. And that person could be a bad guy or could be a good guy, but something's going to happen to him. So you're like, so he hires Jim Caviezel to be like the guy that's like going to help him because Jim Caviezel's like a fighter. He's like an ex-military, whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I'll help out. So he's like finding, so he goes to these people and he's like, they have to watch behind the scenes and like listen to their phone calls and all this stuff. Like, okay, ooh, maybe this is a bad person because they're doing this. And they're like, oh, twist, they're a good person, but they're doing this because like somebody's holding their grandson hostage or they're going to like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So what I like about this show, though, is one, it's really well acted and there's some funny moments and stuff, but it's like there's these plots that go on because at first it's like a weekly, like a episode, like a week where you're like, okay, the number of the week, we're gonna find out if they're good or bad, and then they would wrap it up. But then like now it's more like it's a bigger story, and now it's like every week like it builds on each other. So you're like, so this one, it was like a season and a half, there's this plot line going on, and finally like it all wrapped up at the end, and like when it's wrapping up, they did something and changed it, and you're like, what? Like, it was this mind-blowing, like, this whole season and a half, like, I've thought this way about this person or group or whatever, like, this plot line, and it completely changed, and you're like, that, what? Like, there's just moments of, like, I'm yelling at the TV, because I'm like, that was amazing, that was incredible, like, I had no idea that was happening. So, so that's why I like the show, because there's twists and turns in it that you, like, never see coming. Like, you might, like, suspect something here or there, but like everything you expect, like completely changes on its head. And you're like, I never knew. I never, what? How do they pull that over on me? It's amazing. So season four of that just ended, and like, cause it's going into season five. Like the end of every season, you're like, I don't know how they're going to top that. Like, I don't know what they're going to do now. Like they've got the whole summer to figure it out because they just, they took themselves in a direction that they're like, how are we going to get out of this? And you're like, I don't know. So I like that show. There is some language. There is some violence, but it's more like they shoot people, but only they don't shoot to kill. So like whenever there's shootouts, like
got them in the foot.
Yeah, every time they like shoot them in the legs. So it's interesting. It's good. I really like that show. But that's why. So Blacklist, I tolerate it because James Spader is really good. But my personal interest, I'm like this. Like, honestly, like, right now, I don't watch too much other shows on TV, but I'm like, this is, like, the best show on television, like, in my opinion. Like, it's so well done, so well acted, the plot is great, but, like, if we're talking about worldview, because that's what we do on this podcast, no, but it's an interesting thing, because they're talking about it like this as almost like a god figure, this supercomputer, because it's like, it can see all this stuff, but then it's like, we talked about AI, artificial intelligence on the show, because it's like, if I'm going to be this supercomputer, like the supercomputer is like trying to figure out, okay, who's good and who's bad. Like I know there's stuff going on in their life. So it puts out that number, but then there's stuff like later on where they're like, the computer is like leading the people that are helping to like make these moral decisions that you're like, ooh. Oh, is this in like the guy that invented it is like, no, I never did this to kill people. Like that wasn't my thing. Like I'm not trying to get people killed. I'm trying to help the world around me. Like I'm trying to make it a better place. And so, but the computer would like say the same thing, right? The computer is like, the computer never talks, which I'm glad. Like it just sends out the numbers, and so it's like, okay, if this is going to happen, then like, is this a good? Like, is the computer making good and bad decisions? And so, so like I'm going to give away a lot here, but like, so spoiler alert for a person of interest if you haven't seen past season two, another supercomputer comes. Oh. And that one,
and they battle.
Well, yeah. So that one like has no moral compass because it was just like said, "Hey, here's what we want you to do." Like, and we're giving you full reign. So like, if there's bad people, whatever, take them all out. We want like you're in control. And the other guy that like made it is like, I want this to be a good thing. Like, I want this to like help people, and like almost gave his artificial intelligence like a brain, like to think and make moral decisions. So it's an interesting, like it's really cool because it's kind of this like battle of am I making good choices or am I not? And then like this other computer that you think is bad is making some decisions. And you're like, oh, well, they're getting rid of people that are like going to cause all these problems. So maybe it's not bad. Like, is it okay to get rid of people that are going to cause like all this? Yeah, because like, okay, if Hitler could have been stopped, would have been better that he'd been stopped before, like concentration camps and all the crazy, like the World War II and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so why wouldn't we want that to happen? Right.
And then, so that's the question that they get to asking.
Yeah. Cause you're kind of like, oh, that's a good question. Cause, but then you're like, all right, but what about people's ability to change? Yeah. So what if the right person would have been in Hitler's life to like help him like say, hey, you know, this isn't right or whatever. So you got like that weird balance of like, okay, is it okay to
take him out?
Yeah, well, that Minority Report, that's what that whole is about, like the people that like see crimes before they happen.
Yeah.
And so they stop them, but you're like, well, maybe they wouldn't have done it. Maybe they would have made a decision because they're humans. Like they have a choice in this. So it's good. It's a really good show. It brings up a lot of interesting moral dilemmas. So,
oh, yes.
Man. Okay.
Well, I might have to watch that show then.
It is.
Maybe. Is it on Netflix?
Not yet, but no, I heard that there's a deal on Netflix. So
until then, I will
get the season to the library. Man,
who goes to the library?
It's so good. This one episode, like, main character died, and then the next episode, like, the whole intro was the Johnny Cash version of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt.
Yeah.
I hurt myself today. It was just that musical montage, and them, like, cleaning house, like, of everybody that, like, caused this person to die. It was the most incredible opening I've ever seen. Like, Lost was my favorite opening, where, like, the plane, you know, like, the guys just run around, like, ah! But now, that opening of that show was like incredible. So, all right, we gotta get going. No time for In Chocolate. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hey, we got this done in 45 minutes. It was good. So this is what we kind of are shooting for, but we're just we just like talk so much. We like it. So hopefully you like it. Hey, if you do like it, please subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a rating because I don't know.
A good rating. If you're going to rate it poorly, then don't.
Yeah.
Don't rate
why would you even do that? Because you're a jerk. So don't be a bobo, as my daughter would say. But leave us a good rating because I guess like that helps. Like iTunes, like they may put our podcast feature it because like 10 of you liked
it. Yeah, that's right.
So tell your friends about it. Our goal is just one, to have a good time. Two, to help you think more about the choices that you're making with social media and life around you. But three, like, we want you to live out your faith in a way that like is authentic and real, and we want you to like be able to engage with the culture around you and have conversations and stuff. And so if it's like, we don't want you to like go watch all these movies and all these shows and stuff, but if like your friends are watching, you can have a conversation about it. I'm like, oh,
you forgot number four.
What's number four?
We're going to try to take over the world.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were going to say that.
Maybe that was a mistake by Pinky and the Brain.
That was between me and you. Yeah.
Never mind. Just those three.
In number five, for awkward conversations to happen between James and his girlfriend about why he goes to the movies alone.
I'm
going to
send her a text.
Oh, man. That's going to be the title of the episode. James goes to the movies alone. Probably not, but all right, everybody, maybe.
I'll just do it to spite you.
Have a great week.
And enjoy the summer. We're starting summer, so.
Send James a text and tell him you want to be his friend.
That's fine. I'll be your friend.
I can be, yeah. Have a great. We're saying have a great summer, but we're not like done.
We're not going anywhere. Yeah, but we want you to have a great summer beginning. All right.
Have a good one. Podcast Viewfinder.